Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Visit alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power, proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and windcreekcasino.com. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. And by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 67 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
After five straight games on the Plains, Auburn gets ready for a month on the road, including the oldest rivalry in the D South. And we're here to talk about it tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Good evening and War Eagle. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance, along with Brad Law and Jacob Hillman. I'm Andy Burcham. Leading off tonight, we'll talk with Auburn head football coach Hugh Freeze. Tigers are on the road at number 5 Georgia this Saturday at 2:45. Auburn Sports Network coverage will begin with the Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Kaneka Sausage at 11:30. Also tonight, Georgia native Auburn quarterback Ben Lear joins us on the show to talk about the rivalry and his career against the Dogs. Now, let's welcome Auburn head football coach Hugh Freeze.
Hey, Andy, how we doing?
I'm well. How are you?
War Eagle.
Yeah. All right, let's just jump right into it. Talk about just the aftermath of Saturday and message to the team and watching this team continue to grow in spite of a very, very tough loss.
Yeah, it was, we're gutted. I mean, our team, kids were gutted and coaches gutted. Our fans are gutted. I mean, it just... It's no other way to put it. The sting of losing a game, you know, like that, that our kids played so hard. The effort was there. I honestly praise both. I thought our coaching staff's plans on both sides were really, really good against, particularly offensively, against what I think is one of the better defenses in the country. And when you have a good plan and it's executed well and you have a chance to win the game and you don't, it's just hurts. I know it hurts our fans, and our fans have been so good for five straight games, which I know is very, very difficult for them to do what they do to support us five straight weeks in a row, and they have. They've done their part, and, you know, to not be able to deliver, for them, truthfully, a chance to win all five of those games, and to not deliver that is hard to swallow. It's because you want to deliver a product to them that that they're excited about, and they've particularly done their part. And so it's we all know that we're rebuilding and all of that, but none of that makes the sting any easier when you have a realistic shot to beat a top 20 team at home.
How fair is this statement? How accurate is this statement that two things are true at the same time? You can be disappointed because you want to win the games, and they're there to be won, and you want to win them, and that's ultimately what you're trying to get to. But at the same time, there is improvement that you're seeing week in and week out. There is growth within the team. That is also the case.
You are absolutely right. They're both true. I mean, I know that we live in a world that is result-driven, and I know that I get judged on the results by what the scoreboard says. And thankfully, I don't have to get my identity from that, but I understand also that I get the results. I get judged on that, and... but both are absolutely true. I mean, we played 49 kids in that game the other day. 24 were freshmen and sophomores. So that's 50% of the kids, and I see them getting better, you know, each week as even the competition has stepped up a notch. And so both are absolutely true. You're gutted, and at the same time, you watch the film, and you're saying, man, that team is not that far off. And it's just the margin of error with who we are right now is so small, and I don't think there's any way I can even – express or explain the amount of pressure that you feel like on every single call when that game gets like that, when you have a young team and you know, we've had some inconsistencies at quarterback, and so, man, every single call is just like life or death, it feels like. And and I know it's not, but it sure feels that way. But both statements are true.
Evaluate Peyton Thorne's performance this past Saturday, Coach.
He laid it on the line for our team, our university, played his guts out. Thought he managed the game plan really, really well. Obviously, you know, there's a few plays I wish we could do over again, and he would say the same, but it was very minimal. Unfortunately, a few of those really, one, you know, had a direct outcome on the game, and it's I blame myself as much as I do him for putting him in that situation. And you know, you second guess yourself on every call that doesn't work. And we had 79 plays in that game, and God is my witness, you know, 73 of them were pretty dang positive. And then, if I had to do it over again, I would just run the ball on that third and four. And if we didn't get it, just punt. And hopefully,
right,
you know, our defense would hold them and win. But I know that everybody will point to that play. But, you know, the facts are we should have been up 24-7 at half. And the game's probably over. You know, we should score inside the three-yard line with three plays to do that. And we missed two field goals that, you know, put us up 24-7 at the half. And I don't think there's any way that they can score it the way we were playing defense that much. And so I know, you know, everybody can point to one play, or but it was more than just that. And we've got to learn how to finish and execute those opportunities that we have to really get the lead that we should have had at the half.
Congratulate Brave fans. You're in the postseason. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt, right?
That's why you asked me.
Yeah.
We're back to talk more football with Tigers head coach Hugh Freeze. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Wetumpka is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Wetumpka. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Ford F-150 Highlight Show. I'm Andy Burcham, and today we're talking about the built Ford Tough F-150.
It delivers the power and performance you need to step up in big moments. And with available smart technology like Pro Power Onboard, you'll be game day ready every day. For the latest offers on a new F-150, the official truck of the Auburn Tigers, see your local Ford dealer today. See Owner's Manual for important operating instructions.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
Tonight's show brought to you in part by Wind Creek Casino and Hotel with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Also online at windcreekcasino.com. Brad Law, voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, head football coach Hugh Freeze, all with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. We have questions from the audience, and so to ask your question here in the house tonight, raise your hand. Jacob will come to you with a wireless microphone, as he is doing right now.
Going home with our prize pack from Alpha Insurance and filling in for Herb tonight.
Have I run Herb off?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I can fill those shoes. So, Coach,
yep.
Something positive. I've been encouraged about the defense.
Yes, they're getting better.
And I'd like to hear what you think. That'd be more interesting to me than what I think.
Yeah.
Who stood out? What do we need to work on? And, of course, this balance attack with Georgia, that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you're in that room or whatever, but.
I don't really go in there too much until Wednesday. And I kind of hear, you know, what their third down plan is and red zone plan. I don't get. That's the only, you know, I got my hands full with recruiting and being in the offensive room with them. So I like to know. All right, well, what are we going to do on third down, and what are we going to do in the red zone? And when I'm watching the game, I typically, from an offensive perspective, I don't ever tell DJ, run this or run that. I just say, DJ, this is what I think you're fixing to get. Now, what's your answer for it? But I think this is what I see happening, and I think this is what they're going to do. That's the only thing that I have great trust in DJ and Charles and the rest of that staff. The improvement they made on third down from the previous weeks to this week was monumental, and that is with playing two redshirt freshmen and two true freshmen at corner and a lot of young ones at safety too, other than JT and Keontae. So you knew that kid was going to have some runs. He was so fast and athletic. But after that first one, I thought our rush lanes were really disciplined, and he really never had any straight options. But the person that stood out is DeMarcus Riddick. I mean, the true freshman who doesn't know which way to line up half the time right now, but you see the type of kid we recruited, and that's what we got to have because – I mean, he ran that quarterback down several times and led us in tackles as a true freshman. And, you know, that's just these kids are Malcolm Simmons, Malik Blockton, Jalen Crawford, and you know, Cam Coleman and Perry and Bryce. And all of those guys are just getting better and better. But Riddick really stood out as that's what we got to go get more of right there.
I want to talk a little more about the youngsters, the true freshmen on defense specifically. Caleb Harris,
yeah,
physical
kind about
of
Caleb.
Presence.
You know, I didn't mention Caleb. He's been solid.
Yeah, and then Jalen Crawford played 50 snaps in the game, 25 of them in pass coverage, and they didn't throw at him. Didn't throw at him one time.
Yeah,
in the game.
You know, they were. Let's be honest. They were down some receivers, and so passing was not. But I don't know why they didn't go after true freshmen who hadn't played hardly any snaps. But he'll get thrown at this week, I assure you. And, you know, Georgia's been really hard to stop by everybody. So it'll be a very difficult, tall task for our young kids. But, you know, they're getting better for sure.
We're in a day and age where we see a lot of grades that come out after games. Two Auburn youngsters had terrific grades. Malcolm Simmons and Caleb is one of those. The PFF.
Yeah.
Grades that came out, yeah. I guess they come out pretty quickly after the ball games are over.
Yeah, Caleb, man, I tell you, I'm so glad we took him. You know, he did not have an offer for a long, long time, and actually went to the high school, and obviously they've got a lot of players there at Thompson, and
right.
You know, Mark Freeman does a great job, and And I watched them practice, and I said, I want to take this kid. I think he's a leader. I think he's a – I mean, he has those tangibles about him that you want. He's a winner. And, dang, he's been, you know, starting for us as a true freshman for most of the season and playing solid football.
All right. If you have questions for Coach Freeze, raise your hand. Jacob will come to you with a wireless microphone. A couple of hands going up. We'll get those as we go throughout. Another tough running game. Jarquez Hunter continues like 5 yards a carry or more, 97, I think, net yards on the game. Caught a pass and dragged a couple guys with him for a first down. With all of the youth, and there is so much youth on this team, to have a veteran like that who is willing to fight and run through people and do whatever is necessary when he's called upon is a big deal.
Yeah, Jarquez is, man, one of the toughest kids I've ever coached. He practices that way and plays. Gosh, you see how physical he was in that game. Yeah. And, you know, you go back and look, but not many people are running the ball on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I think they held Tennessee to, what, 60 yards rushing. And, and we were able to effectively run the football on him. And Jarquez was a big reason why. And we got to keep feeding him. And I told him, you got one more week that you got to go. And then you have a week off to recover. So hopefully he's sore today. I mean, it was a physical game, and he and Peyton both are really sore today, and we'll get the soreness out, and hopefully he'll be ready to roll again Saturday.
You mentioned in the presser today about, and I think you were asked about culture count, the culture on your that's not something that you worry about with this team, is it?
If I start worrying about that, we've certainly have we got the wrong guys in the locker room. And I think in life, you're in any team, any business, you probably have some percentage that when things aren't going your way, that you're looking for an escape route, or you're mentally not into it as much as you were if things are going well. But boy, I just won't let my mind go there. I trust in our staff, and I trust in our leadership of our team that this is there's no better teaching tool in life than the game of football, particularly when you're in the valley. I mean, my theme and talk today was all about drawing the line for yourself on, for our team right now and for life is, man, checking out's not an option. I mean, we don't get to check out of tough times in marriage or tough times with your kids, or you get a bad report from a doctor, or, man, you got to fight, and you can't just check out. And that's the expectation that I have from our team, and certainly depend upon the Culture Council to help lead that.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have more with head coach Hugh Freeze coming up from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. If you have questions, raise your hand. We'll get back to the audience questions when we come back to Baumhauer. Stay with us. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Here's a clip from a recent Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham.
Don Dunn.
We had a very unselfish group. We moved Jay Ratliff to D tackle. He came here as a tight end.
Right.
He wanted no part of that to begin with. And then he bought in and had a heck of a year and played, what, 7 or 8 years in the pros with the Cowboys. Pro bowler. You had Ronnie Brown play some fullback. We had two great running backs, but he was... You know, he said, I'll do whatever it takes. Jason matured, became a leader, more vocal than he'd ever been. Great offensive line. They'd been together, played together. We had 16 guys that played every game, started every game. That's unusual. And those things just all factored into us having a great season.
A new episode of the Talking Tigers podcast is released every Monday. Wherever you listen to podcasts, like and subscribe to the Talking Tigers podcast, only from the Auburn Sports Network.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On Tiger Talk from Baumhire's Victory Grill, Auburn at Georgia Saturday. It's a 2:45-ish start. There could be a slide.
Yeah, 2:30 becomes 2:45. And
could be 2:50.
Yeah, everybody advertises at 2:30.
Right, it's 2:45.
Okay.
You got 15 extra minutes on Saturday. So do we on our pregame show. We'll be on the air at 11:30 from Between the Hedges, and we'll go back to the audience. Jacob.
This is Glenda, who is going home with our first Alumni Hall gift card.
Wonderful.
Hey, Coach. How
Hello.
Are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. Can you give us an update status on our kicker, Alex McPherson? How's he doing? He's such a great kid. Worrying about him.
He's a great kid and was a great kicker for us. He didn't miss a single field goal last year. And he continues to slowly improve, but still just doesn't have the strength right now that you feel confident throwing him out there, and so I kind of let him and the doctors, decide that, because I certainly don't know. I watch him. He did kick some in practice last week. You could tell he's still, weaker than what you would hope, but I do think he's on the road to getting things right for his health.
All right. Thank you for the question. We appreciate it. You want me to ask a question? You want me to go?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, sorry. I was looking up stats. I was talking to Coach the break about rush attempts, and Georgia has the fewest rushing attempts of any team in the SEC. And I said, "Hang on a second, Coach. Give me a second to verify, because they played one fewer game than half the teams in the league." But no, it is. They have the fewest rush attempts per game of any team in the SEC. I guess they've got a senior quarterback and a lot of talent at wide receiver, but they've chosen to throw a lot more than they've run this year.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking, really. I mean, they, I don't know. And, of course, now, the game, like last week, I'm sure they had to start throwing it more than they would probably like to. I mean, I obviously know Kirby really well, and I don't think that's the design that he's looking for. And so I would anticipate it being, getting back to pretty normal against us and trying to be balanced, I would think, because they've got some really talented running backs for sure.
Yeah, I think in the second half they had no intention on punting. They went for it. It was four down territory almost the entire second half, but nearly paid off.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch that. Our we had recruiting after our game. We had a recruiting dinner, and we had some official visits here, and so I had that. And then when I got home, Our internet was out or something, and I couldn't even get the TV home.
You and me both. Yeah. Can I ask a question? And I'm not trying to bait you here. Please.
Yeah.
I was caught a little. I've got to admit, I was caught off guard a little bit on the 10-second runoff at the end of the game. I thought that would take place after a penalty or perhaps
an injury.
I
sure argued.
Okay.
I said we had zero to do with the clock being stopped.
Right.
I said, are you sure, 100% sure you're right? That because, we could have thrown another 10-yard play because they're playing soft coverage and then spiked the ball and had a legitimate shot for the Hail Mary. And they assured me that they were 100% right. I did turn it in. I hadn't gotten confirmation yet, but they seemed pretty dang sure that they were right on it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll learn the lesson then.
Yep.
About it.
To the audience, back we go, Jacob.
All right, we've got Faye. She's going home with an Alumni Hall gift card.
All right, Faye.
I just wanted to ask if you will have the reverse Tiger Walk and when that will be.
The Tiger Walk at
Athens? Reverse Tiger Walk in Athens, yes.
Oh, help me, boys.
Here, I think she's asking about the reverse Tiger Walk here at the Waltos Performance Center to get on the bus
here
on Saturday. There will be. We will have to get you that time.
Well, we leave Friday.
Right.
So
if we can get that time, we'll try and do that between now and the end of the show for you.
See, yes. I'm still learning. I didn't know.
And there will be a Tiger Walk at Sanford Stadium for the Auburn folks there as well, but you're talking the reverse. Okay.
We will try to get that for you.
Yeah. I know our buses leave at 2 o'clock Friday.
I would be there by 1:30.
Yeah.
1:30 on Friday. The buses leave at 2. I think if you're there by 1:30, you're in good shape. How about that?
That's what happens when you have all the home games to start the season. The whole road routine is getting underway.
That's a whole other deal, too, now that no one's really talking about because of obvious things we have to talk about. But, you know, we're fixing to play 50% of our kids or kids that have never played in this environment. And we're fixing to go on the road and have to handle that. And that'll be another challenge for our young kids to try to experience and handle in a good way.
Go ahead, Brad.
Would you touch a little more on the game day schedule? Because I think this is fascinating. Most folks, we go to the game, we go home, or back to the tailgate, or whatever, after the game. You're coaching the full game, and then it's not over at that point. There's still a lot to do.
Yeah, Saturday was a tough one on me because, you know, we stay out in Opelika for home games, and you always have we've had incredible recruiting days on our home games, and I'm big on trying to visit with all those people. Well, then you added to Saturday, SEC Nation was here, and I felt like I needed to represent our program on it. So I'm at the hotel with the team. We have staff meeting. We have breakfast. We have our initial walkthrough. I jump in a car with our wonderful highway patrolman, David.
David, right.
Hi, David. David's the best. And and he flies me over as fast as he can to SEC Nation.
Safely.
I do SEC Nation. Then he flies me back to the hotel as quick as he can to do our last clap session and last meeting. Then he runs me back over to the Heisman Room, and I start my meetings with recruits and their families. Then he runs me up to Tiger Walk. And we do Tiger Walk, and then I have more meetings with families in the Heisman Room, and then I have a joint meeting on the field with the other recruits that I didn't get to see. And then the game starts, and I coach the game, and then as soon as the game was over, we had 4 official visits and their families here all weekend. So I had dinner with them afterwards, and it was a long, long, long day.
All right, to answer your question, reverse Tiger Walk is at 1:30 on Friday. You're welcome.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good question. It was a long day.
Right. It's paying dividends, though, when you take a look at those recruiting classes.
Yeah,
stacking classes, very important. You've said that from day one. We're going to take a break. We'll have more with head football coach Hugh Freeze when we come back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. That's when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka. Available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmond Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmond Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmonddistilling.com.
It's a great day to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccination during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It is crucial that we take the steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are up to date on all recommended vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Hey, Auburn family, Coach Freeze here. Football season is upon us, and it's time to get your game day snacks ready. I'll be reaching for Golden Flake potato chips and pork rinds this season, especially the Sweet Heat pork rinds and dill pickle potato chips. Those are my favorites. Golden Flake has been a part of our game day for over 67 years. Whether you're hosting on game day or looking for something to satisfy your halftime hunger cravings, make sure to grab your favorite Golden Flake snack, War Eagle.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network.
Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
And we certainly appreciate a partnership with Alpha Insurance as part of our continuing series of Tiger Talks on Mondays here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, along with Brad Lime, Andy Burcham, along with Jacob Hillman, Tigers head coach Hugh Freeze. With this, Ben Laird will be joining us in just a bit on the show tonight. Auburn Tigers put their trust in Auburn AV for the best fan experience for every home game, and so should you. Bring the game day experience home when you have Auburn AV design and install your home entertainment system, whether it's for 88,000 screaming fans or for you and your best friends. Auburn AV has what you need. Learn more at auburnav.com. All right, you talked earlier, Coach, about the freshman getting a ton of playing time with this ball club. I think that we'll see that probably for the rest of the season. Evaluate what you've seen out of these. And listen, this was a highly touted freshman class coming in, and they're getting their first college experiences right now.
Yes. First, I see our soccer team is here.
And yes,
man,
indeed.
Congratulations to them on their incredible start. You know, 10-1-1. I think they're in the back. I don't know if they can hear, but our soccer team is just crushing it.
Yes.
And volleyball, man, what a big win for volleyball, too. And they beat the team up the road, I think, this weekend, which was
sure
always
did.
Pretty
Eight
special.
Straight time.
Congratulations to soccer, though, and their phenomenal start. And, our young kids are – we knew the 24 class was very talented, and they're starting to show it. And that's the way we're going to build it is hopefully through recruiting continuous classes that are like that and then developing them. And we're in the developing stages of this 24 class and still some of our 25 class that we brought in, and like Connor Liu and Keldrick Falk and Can Lee and some of those guys, to me, that's the way a program is built, is you get those kids and you try to develop genuine dynamic relationships with them and really develop them throughout their course of time here.
There is something to be said, too, about sticking to a process that you believe in. Your identity is this, you stick to this, and there's signs of that. Like, I think about last week and third down was an emphasis defensively.
Yep.
Well, you're successful on 9 out of 10 third downs defensively to finish out the ball game. You hold Oklahoma to 2 of 11 on third down. So points of emphasis where you go back and go, all right, we need to be better here. You work on it, you're better in that area.
Yeah, they really put an emphasis on it, and you got to give the coaches and the kids a lot of credit for improving in that area. And obviously we improved the turnovers. We weren't perfect with it, but unfortunately one was not just a turnover, but a score, which is that's difficult.
Yeah. And the,
excuse me.
No, you're good. And the defense, like big plays, explosive plays. You gave half of their yards in the game, though, came on two plays. You take away those two plays, I think you limit Oklahoma to about 140 yards of offense.
Yeah, we gave up three explosives, and one didn't hurt us. We got out of that. Two really hurt us. That really gave them their 14 points. That 14 points off of that, and then obviously the turnover gave them their other. And we did better on it. But look, you're playing teams that have some of the best athletes in the nation, and you know they're gonna get you at some point. They're coached well, and they got good players. And I tell people. All the time, I know I went through in my press conference today some of the stats where we're like number one in pass per completion average. We're like number three in rush average, and yet, you know, we're sitting here with three losses, and we had 480 yards to their 280 or so, and that's twice that we've really outgained two SEC opponents and hadn't gotten the result we wanted. And so we've got to continue to work on finishing drives and obviously taking care of the ball.
On the road at number 5, Georgia on Saturday, when you look at that Georgia defense, as good as they've been offensively since Kirby Smart has been there, their identity is that defensive side. What do you see?
Yeah, they're incredibly talented up front and a linebacker and, I mean, everywhere. They don't have any real weaknesses, and you've got to really know what you're doing to try to attack this defense. And I think we'll have a really good plan, but you've got to go execute the plan also, and ultimately win some one-on-ones in blocking, and running back win some one-on-ones when their extra hat is there, and then receivers win some one-on-ones. We'll have a good plan. I've played Kirby a long time, and we've had some successes at times against him, and obviously he's had successes against us at times. But I do understand how they try to play Ripley's match. You know, I have a total understanding of it, and I know what gives it problems. But you still have to go and have the right call at the right time and execute, you know, the given play.
All right, give me a little rope here with this question. The margin for error, and you've talked about it, is so small. And they're saying that in Oxford today after their loss to Kentucky. They're saying it in Fayetteville after a four-point loss to A&M. And they're saying it in Athens after a single-digit loss to Alabama. A game like this, you come in, you're third in the SEC in fewest penalties per game, going on the road for the first time. Do you give any extra emphasis to, look, small details, poise, composure, penalties, things like that, and how those do affect an already slim margin for error?
Yeah, we talk about that every week. We talk about being resilient, being tough, and being composed, and those three things. And obviously part of it is no foolish penalties and no pre-snap penalties that put you behind the chains. And we've been really good at that this year so far. But we haven't been on the road yet and had to experience us having motions and shifts and things going on while they're going to be, you know, at a fever pitch loudness, I'm sure. And, you know, we've got to be composed in that and make sure we handle it.
How do you do that with as many youngsters that will be playing between
tomorrow and the time we leave Friday? They'll be – it'll be really loud at practice to see how we handle it here, and hopefully it prepares them for what's coming Saturday.
First time with the helmet communication on the road.
So
all that is a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that goes because, you know, we really, really utilized that Saturday, and it was beneficial to us. I mean, really caught a lot of things through the helmet at the line of scrimmage, And I think it really helped us, and we got in the right plays a lot of the time with us as coaches calling it through that. So hopefully we won't have a problem hearing in Athens with it.
Knowing that there are some key personnel from last year's Georgia Ball Club that have now moved on to the NFL, how much do you look back at last year's Georgia game as you prep for this one this Saturday?
Oh man, I don't want to give away too much, but you know, I've watched it. I watched what we did against Alabama. Watched because it's the same, or it was the same. I don't know what Alabama's doing now. I hadn't watched them, but it was the same. You know, when Nick was there and Kirby, it's the same stuff. And so, I've got a lot of years of, all right, let me go and remind myself, you know, what we did in 2014 2015, you know, on and on and last year, because it's still the same system. Yeah, they've added to it just like we've added to ours too, but it's still the same stuff. And the worst thing that you can do though is go watch all those games and carry too much, because we got a lot of young kids, and that's the danger I have, because I'm like, ooh, I'd really like to have that, and that, and I can do this off of that, and this off of that, and this off of that, and then all of a sudden you got your kids swimming a little bit. And today's package, just today's stuff that we put in, I didn't think was too much, but I don't know that we need to add much more to it. Even though I would like to.
2:45 on Saturday, Auburn at Georgia. We'll be there with you. Thank you. We certainly appreciate the visit
thank
today.
Thank you, guys. War
Eagle.
Y'all been awesome. I think we're off next week for
yes.
the
– Yep.
Yep. I'll be traveling, speaking to some touchdown clubs in the state next week, so I'll miss all you guys being here, but we'll gather back soon.
All right. Thank you for the visit tonight.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Y'all been so good.
Tigers head coach Hugh Freeze. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Auburn, Georgia, a guy that grew up in Georgia but played for Auburn. Ben Lear joins us next. Stay tuned. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Hey, this is Kevin Tutto, owner of Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. It's finally fall and football is here. Come check out one of our 77 TVs and watch your favorite team while enjoying hot wings and cold beer. Wanting to support your Auburn Tigers? Well, come join us each and every Monday for Tiger Talk as Coach Freeze joins us live in-house to discuss all things Auburn football. We also have every NFL game for the entire season with the NFL Sunday Ticket. Don't forget Thursday nights and Monday night football. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, your football headquarters this fall. 2353 Big Creek Road, exit 57 on I-85. War Eagle.
When the game is on the line, you want someone you can count on. At Alabama Power, we believe in consistency and having each other's back. It's our game plan to safely deliver the electricity you depend on. We give 100% to achieve 99.9% reliability. Learn how we power a better Alabama at alabamapower.com/reliable. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out Forte, Soul, and don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles. The Carnival are our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Regal.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
We are back on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, but our conversation about Auburn and Georgia, Auburn football in general, is not over. Ben Lear joins us here in just a moment. In fact, he'll join us after I remind you that the Alabama Department of Public Health says don't wait, vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. To learn more. Our next guest played in his fair share of Auburn-Georgia games, had some big games,
yes, he did.
Memorable games for the Tigers, led Auburn to wins over Georgia in 99 and 2000. Ben Lear is with us. Ben, thanks for coming out tonight. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thanks for having me.
Some of the most memorable, I mean, those couple of years specifically are some of the most memorable Auburn-Georgia matchups for Tiger fans because of a record-setting performance in Athens and then, of course, the drama and overtime and the come-from-behind nature of 2000. Let's just start with some memories of those two games, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, the most memorable portion of going to Athens was the fact that I was basically raised in the shadows of the Classic City in Hartwell, Georgia. And so growing up, listening to Larry Munson, growing up, hearing nothing but other than Clemson Tigers and Georgia Bulldogs, and then finally having an opportunity to play there, even as an opponent, was something that I dreamt of. And it wasn't, you know, the misconception, it wasn't that Georgia had not offered me a scholarship. I chose to come to Auburn because I loved Auburn over all other schools that were recruiting me. But being able to
all along,
no.
Oh,
when I started getting recruited, I kind of put everything else by the wayside.
Gotcha.
And really kind of looked at it from where was the better opportunity for me. Some of the best advice I got was from my dad's high school head football coach, and said, "You go to a school, you choose your school based on where you think you want to raise your family." And this was it. 100%. This was it.
That's what you've done.
But when we went to Athens, you know, you guys remember we were mm-hmm. tailing on in there, had several losses. I was recovering off of the shoulder surgery.
Yeah, because you had been hurt.
I'd been hurt.
Yeah.
I'd gotten a really good butt chew in my Coach Tubbs earlier in the week about what I'd said in the media, and we can talk about that in a little while. But then it was hell or high water I was playing in that game. There was nothing about anything to do with my health that was going to keep me from playing in that game. Georgia was, I think, top 10, maybe 12, 11, something like that. And, guys, it was as if even in pregame, I don't know that a ball hit the ground in pregame. We knew when the ball was snapped, it was over.
Was it that you saw that they were going to play a lot of man that night?
Yeah. It was anybody that has seen the movie The Matrix, everything moved in slow motion.
Really?
Everything. And I knew.
So that isn't just a myth.
I knew when Earl Chambers stepped up to the line of scrimmage. I knew when Richard Seymour was in one gap. I knew when Marcus Stroud was in another gap. I knew when any other defender was doing one thing. We knew, as not just me, we knew as an offense exactly what they were doing. And it was a matter of knowing what they're doing and being able to execute against it. And the first touchdown throw that I threw to Ronnie that day, Earl Chambers came on a blitz off the right edge, and he hit me square in the jaw. And I politely told him that if you continue to do that, we're going to do it over and over and over again. And he had some words. He does it again. I check to another pass and throw another touchdown, and it's an I told you so kind of moment. And it just kept on repeating itself like the definition of insanity.
Well, that's right. They
what
never
a great story.
They never got out of it. I'm so curious as to what you said in the media that
well,
week.
Well, so if you go back and look, you know, in the Ole Miss game, I'd separated my shoulder. Yeah. I missed. I think it was maybe 4 games, 5 weeks. We had an open date in there. The late Jeff Klein, God rest his soul, yep, came in and played. And then we come back in Fayetteville, and ooh, I got knocked out with a concussion.
You sure did.
I was stone grits knocked out in that game.
Stone grits.
Well, the
I've
next,
never heard that.
The
well,
next,
I love it.
The next week,
it.
The next week, we host UCF.
Yep.
Did not clear concussion protocol, thanks to Dr. Goodlett in that game. But I knew we won that game against UCF on Sunday. Media was up there. I said, we're going to Athens. I'm playing. I don't care if they have to roll me out on a stretcher. I am playing in that ball game. Well, Coach Tubbs caught wind of it, and he coached me on media
awareness.
In such an elegant term.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that was it. I wasn't allowed to talk to the media the rest of the week.
That's probably smart.
Oh, this is good. We're going to do that. We're going to step away for a break. We're going to have more with Ben Leard on the other side of this timeout. We're talking Auburn and Georgia memories. We'll talk a little bit about this year's team as well and just continue the conversation when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Hey, this is Kevin Tutto, owner of Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. It's finally fall and football is here. Come check out one of our 77 TVs and watch your favorite team while enjoying hot wings and cold beer. Wanting to support your Auburn Tigers? Well, come join us each and every Monday for Tiger Talk as Coach Freeze joins us live in-house to discuss all things Auburn football. We also have every NFL game for the entire season with the NFL Sunday Ticket. Don't forget Thursday nights and Monday night football. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, your football headquarters this fall. 2353 Big Creek Road, exit 57 on I-85. War Eagle.
Auburn fans, this is Coach Hugh Freeze asking for your help. On to Victory has been a crucial supporter of Auburn student athletes. It's important to keep that good work going, so please join On to Victory today, War Eagle.
When the game is on the line, you want someone you can count on. At Alabama Power, we believe in consistency and having each other's back. It's our game plan to safely deliver the electricity you depend on. We give 100% to achieve 99.9% reliability. Learn how we power a better Alabama at alabamapower.com/reliable. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze. The support of the Auburn family is vital to the success of our student athletes, and On to Victory plays a crucial role in that. Please help keep that good work going by joining On to Victory today, War Eagle.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out Forte, Soul, and don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles. The Carnival are our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico.
This is the Auburn Sports Network, and you're listening to Tiger Talk. Back to Brad and Andy.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Glad to have you with us tonight. Tigers and Georgia, Saturday at 2:45. Our pregame coverage starts at 11:30. Ben Laird, former Auburn quarterback with us, former Georgia native. I guess you're always a Georgia native at that time, out of Hartwell, Georgia. All right. The year before in Athens was just, I mean, you were throwing it all over the place that day. The next year was a very different, I think Auburn may have been the favorite going into that game. You've told me before that in overtime, there was no way on the game-winning play anyone else was getting the ball on that play, right?
Well, it was.
In spite of what the coach told you.
Well, it was called to go to Rudy.
Sure.
I did not audible the play. But no, that so along for years and years and years, and you go back and ask what was your favorite game, blah blah blah. That ultimately for me, that win in Jordan-Hare Stadium to beat Georgia in overtime did several things for us as a class and as a football program. We finished the year undefeated at home that year after two very disappointing seasons, and it kind of put us back where we felt like we belonged. But leading into that, you know, we were down 13-0 in that game. I'd thrown a pick six early on in the game. We ended up just climbing our way back in. Tim Carter went out with a neck injury off of a kickoff return. So we were down one of our best receivers. And thankfully, we had a guy, number 32, named Rudy Johnson.
Yeah.
Who absolutely toted the load. Very similar to a guy in 27 that they have here right now.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget when we threw the ball to Marcellus Willis on our sidelines, he gets down inside the 2-yard line, inside the one actually. Coach Mazzoni and Coach Tubbs call timeout. We go to the sideline, and this is the epitome of what kind of guy Rudy Johnson is. Speaks very little. Very shy, very unassuming. He just lets his actions do his talking. We're standing in the huddle. Tubbs is like, "Hey boys, we got this. You can go tell them exactly where we're going to run the football." He's like, "We were that confident." And he looks at Rudy and he calls inside zone. And Rudy's like, "Mm-mm, this is Ben's game."
Really?
He changed it.
Is that right?
On the spot.
Wow. He said,
"We're going to run quarterback sneak.
Let the Georgia
guy get it."
He said,
"We're going to let him get it. I'm going to run up his back and push him in the end zone."
Did he?
Absolutely, he did. I wore the bruises for a couple days.
I bet you did.
But it was the epitome of us as a football team. How unselfish we were, how devoted we were to one another, how far we had come as a team and as a class. And it really speaks volumes to what kind of teammate Rudy Johnson was. And that's the biggest takeaway for me, in that the Auburn fans, the Auburn faithful, the fans were always there for us. We leaned on them, and finally that season gave us the ability to kind of pay them back with good football.
Give us an update on life with the Lairds right now.
Man, life is good.
Good.
I am so blessed beyond anything I've ever deserved. My oldest, Marley, is a junior at the university now, War Eagle to her. She is in her second semester of nursing school.
Wonderful.
And our twin girls, Peyton and Aubrey, are seniors at Auburn High, and they are only a couple of months in of senior year, and senioritis has already bit them. They're in that mode of deciding where to go to school, who roommates are, and all that good stuff. So things are way better than I deserve.
That's great to hear.
Yes, it is.
And we appreciate you being here tonight. Before we let you go, what was the Auburn-Georgia rivalry as you're growing up and following it and beginning to follow football and play football? And then when you – because, like, Auburn's in the process now of trying to get back to that point, try to even things out again in the rivalry. Georgia's had the upper hand for a little while here. What were your growing up memories of this Auburn-Georgia rivalry?
Well, growing up, it was different for me because I was pulling for Georgia.
Yeah.
I loved Eric Zier. I loved Mike Bobo, Andre Hastings, all those guys. And so I grew up watching them, but I always, for some reason, I always recall that particular game was one of the most physical games that you would watch throughout the entire season. It was always one that was always, for some reason, always brutally cold. It never failed.
Yeah.
And
it
especially there
always came down to one of the last couple possessions every stinking year. And it was all that for me. So, and now being on the other side of it, having my allegiance in a different way, obviously pulling for the orange and blue, it has been somewhat different the last handful of years.
Yeah.
But even when we played 24 stinking years ago,
that's hard
and
to
up
believe.
through the 2010s, right, up to about 2010, 2013, it was one of the games that you marked every freaking year because you went to high school with the majority of them.
Yeah.
You got recruited with the majority of them. You know each other. You've got a personal relationship with them that you want to best one or the other.
Yeah. Ben, thank you very much
thank
for
you,
being
bud.
Here and sharing with us tonight.
Thanks for being here. War Eagle.
Former Auburn quarterback Ben Leard, good enough to join us here. It's Georgia Week, and it's Tiger Talk, and we'll wrap it up when we come back. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
It's a great day to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccination during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It is crucial that we take the steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are up to date on all recommended vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Welcome back to the Ford F-150 Highlight Show. When you talk about impressive lineups, F-150 is at the top of the list. No matter which you choose, gas, the Power Boost Hybrid, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning Truck, you'll have the power, performance, and smart tech needed to tackle your projects. Take it from me, Andy Burcham. Auburn fans know that a winning game plan starts with Ford F-150. For the latest offers on the official truck of the Auburn Tigers, see your local Ford dealer today. Whoa, Regal.
Hey, Auburn family, Coach Freeze here. Football season is upon us, and it's time to get your game day snacks ready. I'll be reaching for Golden Flake potato chips and pork rinds this season, especially the Sweet Heat pork rinds and dill pickle potato chips. Those are my favorites. Golden Flake has been a part of our game day for over 67 years. Whether you're hosting on game day or looking for something to satisfy your halftime hunger cravings, make sure to grab your favorite Golden Flake snack, War Eagle.
The Southeastern Conference. It's the land of legends, the places, the faces, and moments.
And he's going for it. It's a touchdown!
We've seen the confetti fall again and again. We're not done. It's time for the next generation to make their mark and go from 14 deep to 16 strong. It's a whole new ball game in the SEC, and it just means more.
Welcome back on. That was your turn.
That is you.
Like, the boss was walking by, and you're pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you because it's your turn. Because I'm in like 30 seconds. It's my turn and to wrap up the show.
We're on the air at 11:30 on Saturday from Sanford Stadium. We're in the corner there, by the way.
Yeah, first time they moved us to the corner.
Sure did.
Well, doggone it. Yeah. It's time to leave. I can't say anything about that. All right. Thanks to the staff and management at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. Wonderful night.
We are in the studio next week.
Yeah, in the studio next week. We'll keep you posted on when we'll be back here, but we have loved being here this many weeks in a row. All right. The general manager of the Auburn Sports Network is Ben Harling. Tim Walker has been our engineer on location tonight. Show produced in person by Jacob Hillman and in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios by Quinn Brakeen.
QB1.
For our guest tonight, head football coach Hugh Freeze, former Auburn quarterback Ben Leard, the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law. War Eagle, thanks for listening to Tiger Talk.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Visit alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 67 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama, and a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. by Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. And by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Playfly Sports.